It's time to cool your energy bills during these hot temps. Today, joining Rosie and Romy are the experts from Rias. We're tackling common mistakes that could be costing you money. Now back to Rosie on the House.
Bringing it back to the topic at hand, what homeowners do wrong to try and drive their comfort up or their cooling or heating bills down. And boy, invariably, if I could be sheriff for a day or king for a day, there's a lot of advertisers I'd just run out of town, man. That is the claims they make about saving 30 and 40%. And they always say of your power bill.
Right.
Really? Really? 30 or 40% of your power bill? Yes, sir.
I would like, we need to keep a log somewhere. When you hear those kind of claims, a log that shows the average lifespan of those companies and where they are.
Oh, there's three or four of them that are no longer here from 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, at least.
Exactly.
There's a lot of them.
Hey, during break, we had a phone call from Mike who'd had Todd's service from Rias, the $99 value, came out to the house, and he was just extra excited about the results.
Well,
it saved him from spending money in the wrong places like you were talking about.
So. Yeah, you just start chasing your tail there, and it's crazy. Now, Todd, if another listener wanted the same results that Mike had, how would they reach you?
Well, the easiest way is to give us a call at 480-969-7500, or you can reach us on the web at reeis.com.
Now, the other thing I'm going to say is that, and I'll probably get a couple phone calls from the utility companies over this, but I'll tell you what, utility companies need to do a lot better job policing their certified energy audit companies. Because, boy, I've seen a lot of really scandalous home energy audits delivered to my office for review.
If you talk to the utility companies and talk to the people that run those programs, they would agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
They obviously, you got to respect the fact that they're a publicly regulated utility in the case of APS.
Yeah.
And you know, they can't be putting companies out of business. So they try to create regulations that make sure people play by the rules, and some do and some don't.
Well, there are plenty of home energy audit companies out there. We blind shopped them all before we certified you. And I have since, on many occasions, I've sent you reports that get sent to me. And I say, Todd, you ain't going to believe what's coming in the mail. Watch and look at this. I mean, I can remember the one in particular in Scottsdale. They were recommending $9,000 worth of LED light bulbs.
Yeah, and I mean, here's what makes right? I know.
And then y'all went there and found a hole in the return air the size of a basketball.
Yeah, I think it was going to the – he had one in his garage that was sucking in his hot – his flue pipe from his water heater.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, look, and I don't want to sound like a promotion for Rias, but – A house itself functions with three basic components. You want to prevent the heat from transferring, meaning you want to keep heat out during the summer. You want to create cool efficiently with your air conditioning system running properly, and you want to deliver that cooling.
Three things.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
So it's important to understand how heat transfers through insulation, windows, sealing the house. You want to make sure you understand how an air conditioning system functions from a standpoint of creating cool, and you have to be an airflow expert in order to deliver results to people. And not every auditing company has those three disciplines in one house.
No, and a lot of them are just profit centers trying to move $8,000 worth of LED light bulbs.
The audit has become a marketing tool for people who want to sell products in lieu of actually diagnosing the house and making appropriate recommendations.
Hey, let's real quick go to Bud in Tucson. He's got a question that we were talking about with Sandy earlier in the show. She wanted to know about power ventilating her attic. Now Bud's calling from Tucson with a similar question. Good morning, Bud.
Yeah, my question was this. I have three wind turbines. I've got a 412 pitch. And I've got three wind turbines that I've had for years up there. I have a ridge vent as well. How does the turbines affect the negative?
Well, let me ask you this, Bud. We've got the turbines that are exhaling the air. We have the ridge vent that's exhaling the air. Now, those are all passive. You're not force ventilating anything. Now, how is the attic intaking air?
Well, it's intaking air through, the openings. The bird outs are,
The bird blocking.
Right. Bird stops facing.
They're too small when you sit there and look at what's proper ventilation. the burnouts are way too small, so I put in larger vent opening.
Okay. Well, I will tell you, Bud, what you've got is exactly what we would recommend. It's all passive. You're not force ventilating anything. So you have, as long as you now can ensure that the insulation in your attic is an R30 or an R38 and it's properly placed, you're in exactly the perfect position you need to be in, Bud. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Can I mention something to you?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm on a budget. We were on a budget with the power company, and it was $225 a month. And I put in insulation, and then I opened up the vents to give more air to go into the attic. And I also put in that foil. Radiant barrier. And the electric company notified us last month that they were dropping it to $75 a month because our usage had dropped almost two-thirds.
And it was the ventilation part of what you did there, opening the attic, breathing up.
He also said he added insulation.
And added insulation. But again, I'd like to know to what quantity he added it. But the ventilation probably got you more there, Bud, than anything else. So
yeah, I would say if you would have insulated your attic and maybe improved the ventilation, you probably would have got very similar results than if you wouldn't have added the radiant barrier as well.
We'll talk radiant barrier a little in just a little bit, as well as insulation as well. Romy, right now we're going to throw it over to you for the Romy Digital Newsroom segment. What have you got for us this week? What's been the feedback and the pulse all week long?
Before we dive into that, just a quick note. At the end of last hour in the garden with Jay Harper, we took a call regarding a woman wanting to know about local hay. Well, it was the last segment of the garden hour. Kevin Rogers was listening. We've already got him lined up to answer that next week. But most of our hay is grown right here in the state. In fact, very little bit of it is exported, and in spite of how much of a demand there is for us to export it, because there's a lot of other states that farm it that are dry crops. They rely strictly on rain. With the irrigation we have, it allows us to produce all year long. And it's a very predominant crop in the valley. So I'm not sure what the information, we'll have to find out where our source was, but you know, you can just about any local feed store, majority of that hay is all local alfalfa.
I think she had a neighbor that was just trying to explain to her why hay's gone from $5 a bale to $15. And that was it. What else you got for us?
You know, that's like saying why did gas jump 20 cents? you could spend all day talking about those. Well, we have Estella has wrote in looking for a new toilet and wants to know if there's really that big of a difference between a 1.62 and a 1.6 flush. So, well, anything... I talked to a couple of our plumbers, Estella. It's really not that big a deal. What you want to, she had mentioned a couple brands in there. I will tell you from our experience and from what our plumbers will tell you, if you stick with the Kohler and the Total brands, you're sticking with a very good brand there. So if you're looking for an investment, those are the working manufacturers that
And if you want,
we encourage.
And if you want my 2 cents, I'm very torn on that. The Toto is a great, great toilet. But Kohler is owned by the Kohler family
and
in Wisconsin,
uh-huh.
And they manufacture everything in America.
And that's where I ultimately go as well.
On to the next one.
Oh, poor Lana. She has a very sweet man in her life that... tries to do a lot for her. Had a buddy install a flagstone patio, built her a barbecue. It's less than 3 months and everything is falling apart. It's crumbling. The stuff goes.
No.
And we may need mom in here to help this one. She needs to know how to get this fixed, but doesn't think she should use this very special man in her life because it wasn't done right the first time. But then how do you go hire someone else to fix it?
And you want to get in the middle of that?
No, that's why I brought Bob into it.
You threw me under the bus there. You should have given me more time. It takes a little diplomacy.
Yeah. Well, at the end of the day, just say, I'm saving you time, honey. We'll hire a professional so you and I can spend more time together.
There you go.
So you're not laboring out in the backyard. And this last one is actually right back to topic and really illustrates what the mindset we're trying to change. As Jenny writes in and says, if I had to pick between wall insulation and attic insulation, which one should I choose?
Oh, we're going to get into that right now. That's exactly where we're going next on the way of insulation. We teased it just a minute ago, Todd, about how quality is so much more important than quantity when it comes to insulation. You and I talked about it the other day. I tell people this all the time. They don't believe me, that if you could have your whole house as an R10, you would be more comfortable than an R19 wall, an R30 attic, and an R1 window.
Yeah, it's 100% an accurate statement. You wouldn't be able to look outside or walk in for that
matter. That's right. You wouldn't have any doors or windows.
We don't live in that world. But
it's the low end of the R scale that pays you back the biggest amount of dividends.
Well, and here's the thing with insulation. I mean, you're right. There's a tipping point where when you put too much, it's not that it's not going to help you anymore. It just helps you incrementally so little that it's not worth spending the money on. The second thing is, with respect to insulation, you have to have, we always say quality over quantity, because when you have minor failures in your insulation, it cuts the effective value dramatically. So if you have a 5% failure, it cuts your effective insulation value in half, right?
If I have a 100-square-foot wall and 5 square feet of it has settled or been moved, 5% of it, now I have a 50% reduction of that wall surface area.
And the more appropriate application, since people aren't in your walls and you really can't access them, is when you're in your attic and you've got your cable guy up there and your air conditioning guy servicing it and they damage it, now you have a failure. Or you have it improperly installed when it was originally done because it wasn't on an air bearer. Again, insulation doesn't, it fails.
Or you have that someone special in your life trying to do you a favor, installing the sound around system, shoving the insulation out of the way because he doesn't like to dig his way through it. When we get back, we're going to talk more about what homeowners do wrong and answer your questions about driving down your utility bill right here at Rosie on the House.